This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and check how futures are trading. We'll begin in Kansas City with the July winter wheat contract, which is at 7.07 1/4, up 3. December at 7.35 1/2, up 3 1/2. July wheat in Chicago, 6.79, up 3 1/4. December, 7.02 3/4, now 1/2, up 3. July corn, 6.65 1/2, up 8 3/4. December, 5.47 1/2, up 4. July soybeans, 15.33 1/4, up 8. November at 12.74 1/2, down 4. July soybean meal, 460.10, up 130. July soybean oil, 46.90, down 24. June live cattle, 121.52 1/2, up 37 1/2. August feeders, 148.07 1/2, up 20. And July lean hogs are $100.37 1/2, and they're up 22 1/2.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the telephone? No, not joining us on the phone. We're waiting on the phone for Jackie Vakes, Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. We'll get to her in just a moment. A couple of news items for you. Surveyed analysts today say that the government is expected to show only a slight increase in the size of the U.S. swine herd overall as of June 1st compared with a year ago. USDA is scheduled to release its quarterly hogs and pigs inventory report on Friday afternoon. The average of the analysts that were released today for all hogs and pigs as of June 1st was 67.059 million head, and that's up 0.6% from a year ago. Jackie Vakes now on the line. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
If the way the futures action in the first 3 days of this week is to be believed as potential foreshadowing of Friday, I suppose you might think that the trade thinks that soybeans are tighter in Old Crop than previously advertised.
Well, it certainly would look that way. There's no question. When you look at the open interest in the last 3 days, it more or less would say to you that we've seen a lot of spread unwinding, you know, going on. We've seen long liquidation in corn and wheat and short covering in beans. And so, again, that would say, too, that people who are invested in those markets are thinking a very similar thought, and that is that we just are, well, when you look at beans, there's no question that we have a tight stock situation.
But beans are tough to figure out at the moment because when you look at old crop and new crop and try to figure out the total movement of the marketplace, I guess mostly because 92% is in the ground, and will we get the other 8%? 8% is probably somewhere along the lines of 5 million acres or 6 million acres, maybe 7, somewhere in that ballpark. And whether or not that gets in, and what will the carry-in for old crop be? And there are a lot of moving pieces, and I suppose I'm saying when it's all said and done, there could be a pretty big surprise in soybeans on Friday.
Well, I think you're right, and that surprise could come either way. You know, this morning Landworth came out and they raised their bean number to 78 million, which is just 100,000, you know, higher than where basically the average guess is for this. But you know, that last 5 million acres, most of it is probably double crop beans. You know, and the big question will definitely be whether we get that in or not. And you know, I guess when I view the overall June report this year, I think it's more of an extended planting intentions report than it actually is an acreage report, because at the time that they were taking the surveys at the beginning of the month, you know, we had well over 12 million acres that that were left to be planted in beans, and we had, I don't even remember what it was on corn. But all I can tell you is, you know, that the intentions and what's really happened due to the weather could be a totally different situation. So I think we could see a higher corn intentions number come in than what the trade is guessing, primarily because of the fact that we didn't have corn that was still planted, that was done being planted. And because when you look at March intentions and you look at the normal is that we understate corn acres and we overstate bean acres. And so that's where I think, you know, you talk about a possible switch with beans. We could come in with tighter acres on beans than what we thought we had.
So that being the case, are you anticipating volatility on Friday?
Oh, what a great question. Yes, I certainly am, especially when you look at the fact that I heard you talking about quarterly pigs. We've got the grain stocks report besides acreage report, end of the month, end of the quarter, first notice day. You can't pile many more things on the same day. And I did look at the action of the market in the last 3 years. When you look at the quarterly grain stocks action on June, the last 3 years we were up 2 out of the 3 years, 25 cents on average, down 169 cents. On beans, we were up 2 out of the 3, 24 cents up, 28 cents down. And then when you looked at the acreage report for the December contract, we were up 2 at 15.5 cents and down 30 on one of them. And so, you know, they really do back each other up between the action in the market of old crop and new crop. And yet this could be an entirely different year because we're not really getting an acreage report.
In fact, would you not be shocked to see that we get some language in that report that says to the effect that there will be some resurvey in beans for particular parts of the nation, and we'll get back to you in August.
I would truly expect that, to be honest with you. I doubt if it'll be in the report, but I think it would be announced shortly after, you know, in the next week or so, because they can't have any confidence that this is an accurate report, especially when it comes to beans and even on corn, because of the fact that we did have a lot of acres still remaining unplanted. And so it's going to be interesting. And, you know, there's this big twist because for this year, it looks like we're going to have a lot of preventive plants when it comes to especially when it comes to the corn and beans to a point. And so I was down towards St. Louis the other day, and if you get in the Litchfield area, south of Springfield, you just can't believe how bad it is down there. And being that far south and seeing corn that's barely emerged out of the ground is pretty amazing. And yet, I've been other places where the corn is totally closed up. You know, the rows are closed up. It's looking pretty good. It's short. There's no question about that. But the rain situation continues to dog us. There's just no question about that, too. When you look at last night, over 2 inches in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan. Iowa had one place where they reported 6.1 inches. Things haven't gotten any easier out there.
Yeah, in eastern Iowa, northern Illinois. I don't think that's reflected in yield yet.
Well, that's, you know, and that's going to be the interesting part because, you know, acres is one thing, but yield is the other. If you look at beans and if you lob off 2 bushel to the acre, and we have 77 million bushels or acres planted, that's 154 million bushels of beans with a carryout of 265. That's a huge, huge number. And so, you know, that's what the trade will be looking at. They're going to be looking at what the USDA thinks for yield. They're going to be looking at what the potential is in terms of will we get these acres planted. If we don't get these acres planted, what may or may not happen. But it can't help but look at beans and say, you could probably very easily be very positive beans. Corn is a little different situation in terms of the carryout numbers, and yet we have a lot of growing season to go here yet.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. July wheat in Kansas City, 705.5, up 1.25. July wheat in Chicago, 677.75, up 2. July corn, 665.5, up 8.75. December, 547.75, up 1.75. July soybeans, 1532, up 6.75. November at 1273.5, down 5. July soybean meal, 459.60, up 80. July soybean oil, 46.88. down 26. June live cattle, 121.50, up 35. July lean hogs, $100.45, up 30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.